Seeds are planted here, but they won't grow. We won't have to say goodbye if we all go. Maybe things will be better in Chicago.
Confidence in Langford really since the summer. What did you like about him, I guess, skill set wise, and then also about his approach?
Approach wise, I mean, he's developing into a pro pretty quickly. I mean, he knows what we're asking out of him, knows protections, obviously knows the run game. He's picking up the pass game very, very quickly. So he makes it comfortable as a quarterback to have him. You know, if you tell him something, he already knows it. He already knows what he's supposed to do. So he's developing that into that pretty quickly.
His drop last week was not unlike him.
No.
Yeah. Talk about his skill set as a pass
catcher. Yeah, I mean, you're completely right. It was not going to probably won't happen again for a long time. I mean, he's very sure-handed, very comfortable catching the ball. And, I mean, he was disappointed. I mean, I know he's disappointed. He wants to make plays for us. He wants the ball. You know, I just told him, hey, didn't win or lose the game. We had many opportunities to do both. You got to move on. I mean, he's got a big challenge in front of him this week. You know, we're going to feature him a lot of different ways, and he's going to make some plays for us.
Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler, live from Studio 34. This is the Chicago Bears Beat. I'm Kenny.
I'm Cademan.
Cademan, we didn't do a post-game show last week, no. But we're over it now.
Yeah.
That was a game that, I think we gave it to him.
Yeah, it was definitely a nail-biter. It was a fun game to watch.
Fun game to watch, and it was a... Jay spoke of it just there. That drop from Jeremy Langford, that big catch from, was it named Biggs?
Stephon Diggs,
yeah. It buried us. It buried us in that game. But, man, it was a nice, I mean, the Bears, I see the light at the end of the tunnel. I really do.
And basically in that game, the Vikings made a couple more big plays than us. That's what mattered.
It is.
And Kyle Fuller had his first interception of the season. The cornerbacks.
First cornerback.
Yeah.
You know, the guys in that part of the team with an interception. So, not bad. It's I see a brighter future, but man, the injuries on that offensive line, that's really, it's taking a toll. But it's also let a guy like Charles Leno step up, and Jay was bragging on him on that same press conference there.
Well, they were saying when Bushrod comes back, Leno might keep the starting job because he's doing a decent job. He's getting better as a football player.
Yep.
He's not letting as many people blow past him. He's doing good.
Now, we also had injury with Matt Forte.
He's out.
Doesn't seem too serious. No surgery, no anything like that. So that's a great thing. But Jeremy's going to get his chance. We've talked many shows. How come Jeremy's not getting to play?
Yeah, and if he wants to have a breakout game where people know his name, there's nothing better than Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football, and the Bears don't have too many games like that. I think the next big one is on Thanksgiving. But Jeremy, he's size-wise, he's like a Matt, but he's a different style of runner. I think he's more of a – I think they're going to pound it right up the middle with him.
He's a bruiser, but once he gets up to like the linebacker level, he's very shifty. He has a faster top speed than Matt.
Are you sure of that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There's also talk where Martellus Bennett talked after the last two games. He hasn't had a lot of passes to him, and he says, "I'm being a good soldier because good soldiers get paid."
Well, yeah.
He's correct in that matter, but he's also had his fair share of drops on Jay.
Yeah, but that's just what happens in NFL. You just have some games you won't get targeted as much. It's just what happens.
Right. So I'm really kind of excited to see what Jeremy can do because it's up in the air for next year for Matt. I could see the Bears are offering him a smaller contract, you know, to keep him around. But he's over 30. That's something we'll have to talk about in a show, I guess, come this summer.
Yeah, for running backs, that 30-year-old mark is like, it's almost like once the league is like, I'm done with you. Yep. You're getting too old.
So, fourth round pick starting today, or starting Monday, Langford. So, I mean, he came out. A lot of people liked him. Another player is that Antral Roll. I can't remember, but, I mean, the ankle, I think, is better.
Yeah.
So, I think he'll be playing. So, go ahead.
The injury report, I'm just going to beat it
go
off.
Go for it.
Jamon Bushrod with his shoulder, he's questionable again. Bryce Callahan, he had a couple nice plays versus the Vikings.
Yes.
with a concussion. He's still in the league protocol. He's questionable. Matt Forte's out. Grasso with the neck injury is doubtful. McClellan with the knee injury, he's questionable. So
I could see him coming back this week. I was reading that he's trying on braces and taping it different ways. So I could see Shea coming back.
The injury didn't seem too serious.
But the Bears, what, any other injuries? That's about it.
Pernell McPhee, questionable.
He's not it every week.
Cameron Meredith, probable with the ankle. Zach Miller, questionable. And Eddie Royal's out.
Oh, yeah. I was excited when he got him, but boy, oh boy, is he injury prone. He's had some bad luck this year.
He's shown some flashes when he's healthy.
Yes, he has. The Bears, though, the coaching, you can just say the coaching is really shown itself this year as opposed to last year.
You can see the players, they know what they're doing out there. Mm-hmm. When the drives are well put together, it doesn't seem like they're just calling plays like a toss to the right, a deep throw to Jeffrey. It's put together like a game plan.
The reverse to Jeffrey we've seen so many times last year.
That never worked.
Alshon pulled in a couple beautiful catches. That man's got the hands. He does. And I could see them they got to give him a contract. I hate to see him franchise him, but he's a guy that he's worth the money.
If he's franchised, what is it, $12 million, $10 million?
Probably something like that, yeah.
Okay.
But we need him. We need to have him. Kevin White, he's an unknown commodity now.
Yeah, who knows? He should be coming back in the next couple weeks from what we've been hearing, but that's up in the air.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. We'd have to see on that one there. Now, we're playing the Chargers, AFC. Our coaches know that team well.
Pretty well, yeah. John Fox, Adam Gase came from the Broncos. That was their division rival. They know him. I think they'll be very familiar with this defense they're going to face.
Yeah, and the Chargers are really hurting on injuries too. Keenan Allen
had a lacerated kidney.
He's out for the year, so they're not doing too well injury wise themselves.
Now on the matchups, we got to take advantage of the wide receivers. Alshon is like 6'4".
Yeah,
their tallest cornerback is 5'9".
So, he should be able to do something.
Yeah, we got to take advantage of that. I think go downfield with Jeffrey and give that jump ball to him. He'll win it versus a 5'9" guy. He'll win it 90% of the time.
Who do you think Rivers' go-to guy is going to be this week? You think it's going to be Gates? Gates has burned the Bears before.
I think it's going to be Gates.
Yeah. He is definitely, he's had some pretty big games against us in the past. You know, and they've talked a little bit. I don't know if you remember the Jay and Phil little controversy when they were yelling at each other on the field back when he played for Denver. They've downplayed it. That was a few years ago when he played with Denver. They were both fighting for a playoff spot, and Jay was yelling at Philip, and Philip was yelling at him. So, but Jay said that was just a 5-second period of a game, and definitely TV gets things overblown just a tad, you know.
Like people say, cry me a rivers.
Yeah. But the, hey, you know what? We forgot to tell folks again. As always, you know, we want to be humble and say thanks for downloading all the podcasts. Yep. You want to keep track of Caveman at Caveman Bailey on his Twitter handle.
At the Bears Beat Pod, if you want to follow the podcast for updates and like what's going on, follow my dad at the Baileys.
At the Baileys, and don't forget to like our Facebook page. Tell your friends to like it. It's Chicago Bears Beat. That's on Facebook. Email us if you like, ChicagoBearsBeat@gmail.com. Many ways to download the show.
iTunes, 5-star review, Podomatic, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio. I think that's all.
There's probably others, but there's so many it's hard to remember them all. But the main one is iTunes and, you know, the Podomatic, obviously.
Our cornerbacks are going to have to step up. Our defensive backs are going to have to step up. They have the best passing offense in the league. They average like 374 yards per game. Phillip Rivers attempted 35 pass attempts last week. That was his lowest amount of the season.
We got to keep McManus out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
So expect a heavy dose of passing.
We need a pass rush.
Yeah.
Got to get the guys in there, a pass rush. Got to have it. You know, Eddie Goldman's at a step up.
Yeah.
Put it in with Ratliff gone. McPhee, you know he's going to do his thing. Really need to see some of the other guys, a Christian Jones, some of these outside guys doing something too.
If we can make them run the ball more, we will probably win this game because Melvin Gordon is having some rookie struggles. He only has like 300 yards on the season. He's struggling.
He is, and boy, that guy, he's not compared to the little guy in St. Louis.
Ty Gurley.
Gurley is really doing it.
He's a beast in the field. That was a great pick for the Rams at 10th overall.
That really was a fantastic pick. Now, you pulled kind of a Bears today. We haven't done his podcasts as much and as long because of your 8th grade basketball.
Yeah, I had a tournament today.
Had a tournament today, and what's your record now?
0-2.
Well, that's okay. It's the first two games. You guys are getting primed in that. So if our podcast is a day late or
expect something like that.
Or day early, we're kind of working around schedules. We have a big guest that we're trying to get on, a couple of them, that is scheduling just because of the basketball and everything and schoolwork. So that comes first. So you'll have to give us the benefit of forgiveness on that one there.
Not that we're skipping. It's just
the timeliness of the podcast. So. But the Bears, I really think that all the pieces are clicking a little bit. You see that they have the energy and the want to try to get it done. The players are in the right position. Obviously, some of these players just aren't good enough to make the play.
Three words, lack of talent.
Yes.
In these close games, if we had even a little bit more talent, we probably would have came out on top. This team... Ryan Pace is trying to infuse more young talent, which he has been doing.
Yeah.
So as long as he keeps doing that, this team will get better in the future.
I think, we'll have a high first-round pick. It looks that way, but now, you know me. I think they can still rack up a bunch of wins and not maybe we'll be in the 20s or something like that. But I don't think they should use that first pick for a quarterback. Definitely not.
This QB class this year is not strong enough.
No.
And with Jay playing the way he is and Gase's system, I think keep him for next year. He's doing good.
You got to. You got to keep him. You can always, you can go from the school of thought that draft a quarterback every year, whether it be second, third, fourth. You know, draft somebody, you never know. You might strike rich with a Tom Brady type.
Yeah.
Don't count on it.
Yeah. Now, real fast. If Adam Gase leaves for a head coaching job, which he might, he's been interviewed the past two off seasons.
Yep.
Who will replace him?
That's hard to say. The one big great addition to the Bears has been his quarterback coach. His name's Dow Loggins.
Yeah.
He's been super in that regard. I read an interview where Dow said that Adam Gase and Jay Cutler are really the same personalities.
Yeah.
They get along that good, but they fight a little bit. But they actually come to a meeting of the minds most of the time.
Because I think this is the best system Jay's ever been in. He's doing that good.
He's doing great. The last time he's done this well is when Mike March was there.
Seven-step drop.
Yeah, and that's when he broke his thumb and against
the Chargers. We were 7-1.
Yeah, I mean, I was feeling excited for that season. But, hey, what can we say? So, we got a few injuries. Who do you think's going to be the big guy, the guy that's going to make a real name for himself on this game against the Chargers on Monday night?
Well, I'm taking the easy guy, Jamie Wainford. I expect him to have a big game versus the Chargers defense. The Chargers defense isn't that good. I expect Wainford to have a 150 and 2 touchdowns.
Wow. I'm going with Jay. I'm going with 4 touchdowns, 400 yards passing.
I just think
he's due for it, and I think his demeanor, his calm, I think I see good things. But I see Jeremy. I could see Jeremy still getting a 100-yard game.
Let's have both guys do the same thing we just said. That'd be awesome.
Oh, it'd be tremendous.
I would love to see a good blowout on national TV.
So, I mean, we're not going to go real in-depth on a lot of different things on this show because we got things that's going on this evening. But we wanted to get the podcast in on this Saturday night. The game the other night. Boy, that Colts game on last Monday. Was that Monday?
Yeah, it was Monday night.
Oh, that was a fun game to watch.
I watched the first half, and it was ugly the first half because all the fumbles, it was raining. But you said from the overtime, it was great.
Oh, it was fun. Hey, let's do our picks. You ready for our picks? We're going to do, Thursday night we already missed. We didn't do it because we normally do our podcast. Go ahead.
The Colts fired their
Oh, Pep Hamilton.
Pep Hamilton got fired.
Yeah, and since then, all the Titans fired their head. Wisenhut's gone. Rumors are saying that Chip Kelly, if he couldn't get Marcus Mariota to Philly, well, he'll leave Philly to go to be with Marcus. That's not, I could see that happening.
But do the Titans want him to come in and blow up their roster too?
I really don't. And he's got all the control in the world there at Philly. So I mean, Colin Kaepernick's benched this week for
Blaine Gabbert, one of the worst QBs in the league.
Yeah, he has one of the worst ratings of all time with so many passes. I mean, it's terrible.
Jim Tomsula said, "I wanted to bench Kaepernick because he's feeling too much pressure, and I think he just needs to take a step back and just take a look at things." And a person asked him about that statement, and he was like, "I don't agree with that statement at all. I don't feel any pressure and stuff." So I think there's a little behind the scenes with Tomsula and Kaepernick.
Yeah, he could be one of these guys. I could almost see a Tomsula being canned after his first year.
Yeah.
Like you've seen in other... But Wisenhut, what was his record in the last 35 games? 3-30?
Yeah.
2 or
and
something?
His career without Kurt Warner, it was like 20-45.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not good.
He's not an NFL coach.
No. I mean, he was a great offensive coordinator and things for teams, but no. He is... he's got to go, and he did go. That team really... the Adams family, that they are basically... The team needs sold.
Yeah.
It needs sold. They're trying to run it from Houston, and it needs some local ownership, and I think that would be a great benefit for that team. So what's our schedule look like this week?
Dolphins at Bills, divisional matchup.
The Bills got to win. I'm going to go with the Rex and the Bills.
I'm going Dolphins. Dan Campbell, interim coach, first game after a loss. Packers at Panthers. Packers at Panthers.
Packers at Panthers. Boy, you know, the Packers aren't near the same team when they're on the road.
No, not
even
at
close.
All.
Not even close. And you know what? I'm going for the upset here. Is it an upset?
It's be even.
Yeah, be even.
Yeah.
I'm going with Cam and the Carolina Panthers.
Now, the Panthers don't have an explosive offense, but I think with that defense, you saw how good the Broncos did versus Rodgers.
Jonathan Stewart was running pretty good.
Yeah.
He was.
The Panthers' defense is not as good as the Broncos, but it's still a darn good defense.
Yeah, it's good.
So I'm picking the Panthers.
Wow, we're both picking the Panthers. Wow.
Jags at Jets.
I don't think this is any contest. No. I think the Jets will destroy them.
Jets, for sure. Todd Bowles has done a good thing with them this season.
He's done a nice job with the team.
Rams at Vikings.
Rams at the Vikings.
This could be important for wild card.
You know what? I'm rooting for the Rams, and I'm picking the Rams.
I'm picking the Vikings.
Okay.
I think they're on a high note after beating. Redskins at Patriots.
Redskins at Patriots. It's a big, I think it's like a 14-15 point spread on this. Got to go with the Pats on that.
Lock of the week, Patriots.
Yeah.
Titans at Saints.
Titans at the Saints. Saints are on a roll.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Saints.
I'm going Saints and the Titans.
What about that game that Breeze had last week?
Seven
touchdowns?
And then Eli Manning had six touchdowns.
Six touchdowns. It'd be fun to see a Bears game like that.
I don't think we will, but that'd be a great game.
It'd be a fun one to see. Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you there.
And Titans interim head coach is that Mike Mularkey.
Yeah.
He did really bad with the Jags.
Yeah, he did terrible. He only lasted a year or two.
That coaching staff in Tennessee is...
He won't be there next year. He's not going to stay.
That staff is not good.
Yeah.
Raiders at Steelers.
Raiders. You know me. I got a soft spot for those Raiders. And Derek Carr is really... I never even knew who he was till he was drafted, really.
I did.
This is my upset special. Raiders over the Steelers.
I'm going Steelers.
Okay.
Giants at Buccaneers. Jameis is improving. He hasn't thrown an interception since week 3. Mm-hmm.
I don't think they can stop Eli and the rest of his gang there. I'm going to go with Giants.
I'm going Buccaneers. I think Jameis will do
good.
That's
an upset.
Falcons at Niners. Remember, Gabbert is for the Niners.
Yeah. Well, I think the Falcons have kind of faltered.
Yeah, they haven't looked like the first 6 weeks.
No. But we're going to go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and pick them anyways.
Yeah, I'm going Falcons. Broncos at Colts. And if the Broncos, if Peyton Manning gets 245 yards, he'll be like second all-time in the all-time passing yards
to Brett.
Yeah.
If the defense even plays a half or three quarters as well as they did the other night for Denver, it's going to be they're going to annihilate them. But now they thought that last year, and then the Colts beat the Broncos. Yeah. You know, so
but that was a different team.
Yeah, it was Broncos all the way.
I'm going Broncos. And do you think the Colts will fire the GM at the end of the season? I know Pagano's gone. I can see it already.
They're at the point now. I think the GM needs to go. He's made probably more errors than Chuck Pagano has, but obviously the coach is the first to go. I think that might. I don't know what Gregson's contract's left, you know. But the Ursays are very. You just don't know how they're going to go. They're a different type of people.
Eagles at Cowboys.
Romo's not back yet, though, is he?
No.
He's not back.
Probably next week or the week after.
Dysfunctional team. That Greg Hardy news, terrible news. And, you know, I just think I'm glad the Bears cut a guy like Ratliff. A guy like Hardy, I would hope if they had a guy like him, they'd cut him also.
They need to.
Yeah. I can't go with the Cowboys on this at all.
I'm going Eagles.
Okay, me too.
And most important game, Bears at Chargers.
Bears at Chargers. Now, you go first.
I'm going Bears 31, Chargers 20. I think it won't be as close. And I'm saying MVP, based on my prediction, is Jeremy Wainfield with a buck 50, two touchdowns. And I say Kyle Fuller has two picks.
Bears 41. Bears 41. Chargers 21, and the Bears are going to steamroll the Chargers on their way to a long winning streak, culminating with a big win. Oh, we'll stop right there. We'll say that for the next show. But that's my prediction.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, our last primetime game was Thanksgiving, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I'm really looking forward to. Brett Favre night, you know.
I'm not looking.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited about it. Definitely excited. So, that's going to be it. We haven't even had a chance to give away any T-shirts or anything. Maybe we'll give a T-shirt away after next show, something like that with one of our friends at the podcast. So, that's our picks. That's what's going on with the Chicago Bears beat. And, you know, as always, thanks for all you've done and downloading, sharing with your friends. So until next time, my friends, bear down.
That's a wrap. Thank you.